Hi everyone, welcome back to our show. I'm Polly.
And I'm Joe.
Okay, yesterday we learned about three different kinds of assistance dogs, which are guide dogs, hearing dogs, and service dogs.
That's right. Guide dogs will help blind people to see. They will actually become the eyes of a person who cannot see for themselves. Hearing dogs become the ears of a person. They will help a deaf person, someone who can't hear,with tasks such as knowing when the phone is ringing or knowing if there is an alarm going off in the house. They will help keep them safe. And we have the jack of all trades. Remember that phrase? This is a dog or a person that can do a lot of different things, and those are called service dogs.
Yeah, and today we'll take a closer look at one of the most famousservice dogs in Japan. I've seen this dog's video clip before. She was still at her owner's side when she was very ill and at the end of her life. It was very touching.
That's right. This is a very touching story, and it really shows the loyalty of dogs. So let's go ahead and go through today's article, and then Polly and I will be back.
Reading.
Dogs are more than man's best friend.
While guide and hearing dogs can perform a few particular tasks related to one disability, service dogs are even more versatile. One of the most well-known service dogs ever trained was Gretel. A Labrador retriever,Gretel became the first service dog in Japan in 1995. Her owner, Mr. Noguchi, was confined to a wheelchair, so Gretel helped him dress, fetched groceries off the shelf, and even opened and closed doors for him. Amazingly, Gretel lived to be 17 years old.Which is a very long life for a dog. Even when she was at the end of her life, she was still on duty at Noguchi's side. In Taiwan, there is the Taiwan Assistance Dog Association, TADA, which was founded to educate people about assistance dogs.And train canines. Under its training programs, puppies are taught to be assistance dogs for disabled people. Though its programs only started 2 years ago, TADA has already attracted many people's interest in assistance dogs. With the public's emotional and financial support,TADA hopes that soon there will be enough assistance dogs trained to care for the disabled in Taiwan.
All right, today's article begins by saying, while guide and hearing dogs can perform a few particular tasks related to one disability, service dogs are even more versatile.All right, we saw this word tasks. These dogs can perform particular tasks. A task is just a job that you have to do. For example, my tasks for today was I had to wake up, I had to make my bed, make breakfast, and then I had to come here to do this task. So you can just talk about things you have to do as being tasks.
好，那么昨天呢，我们有看过 disabled 这个形容词。今天在这句话，我们看到它的名词形式 disability 就是残疾这样的意思。后面呢，还有一个形容词 versatile V-E-R-S-A-T-I-L-E versatile. It means having varied uses or serving many functions.所以记得我们昨天提到 service dogs 是 jack of all trades.协助犬呢是万事通，他们的职责呢就比较全面多元，比较 versatile.
One of the most well-known service dogs ever trained was Gretel. Now, I'm guessing they got this name from the old fairy tale or folk tale, Hansel and Gretel, about the kids who, you know, they go off into the forest and they find a house that's made of candy, I think it is, but it's actually a witch. I'm not sure why they would name a dog after that, but this dog is one of the most well-known service dogs ever trained, so it's very famous.
那么我们在这句话看到一个副词加上过去分词组合的复合形容词 well known， 就是表示呢 Gretel is known well by others， 所以 well known 合在一起就是很有名。那么因为动词的原意呢，它是被动的，它是被大家知道，所以这边的动词是要用过去分词的 known， 而不是用现在分词。那我再举一个副词加过去分词组合的例子，例如 poorly written song， poorly written song 就是指写的不怎么好的歌。
The article goes on to say, a Labrador retriever, Gretel became the first service dog in Japan in 1995.Her owner, Mr. Noguchi, was confined to a wheelchair, so Gretel helped him dress. This person, Mr. Noguchi, he was confined to a wheelchair. If you are confined to something or confined to a place, it means that you cannot leave that place for some reason. For example, if a child behaves badly, their parents might confine them to their room.
Right.
They might say, you go to your room and you stay there.That means they are confined there. Mr. Noguchi was confined to a wheelchair, so I'm guessing he could not walk. His legs did not work, so he had to sit in this wheelchair, and that's how he would get from place to place.
Okay, so confine, C-O-N-F-I-N-E, 它当及物动词就是限制、局限。这句话看到呢，它很长的一个被动的用法 ,be confined to.Be confined to something. If you're confined to a place, you have to stay in that place, especially because you're ill. 所以呢，这边用的 be confined to a wheelchair, 就表示他呢需要坐轮椅，他受困于轮椅。
Alright, so that sentence we left off there, it said, so Gretel helped him dress, fetched groceries off the shelf, and even opened and closed doors for him. So Gretel did a lot of different things.Not only helped him dress, but also fetched groceries off the shelf. Groceries are food products that you will buy at the supermarket. So if Mr. Noguchi needed some milk, some vegetables, some meat, they would go off to the grocery store, and the dog would actually get these groceries off the shelf, and then it would also open and close the doors for him. So I'm guessing Gretel would have to grab the door handle with its mouth, or maybe hit the handle with its paw,and open and close the door. So that's some pretty amazing things that Gretel could do.
Right. 好，所以一般我们杂货店就可以用这个词叫做 grocery store. And we also see the verb fetch. If you fetch something, you go and get it from the place where it is. 所以呢，这边他说 fetch groceries off the shelf, 就是从架子上呢，架上把杂货拿下来。
Amazingly, Gretel lived to be 17 years old.Which is a very long life for a dog. Even when she was at the end of her life, she was still on duty at Noguchi's side. So 17 years old, that's a very, very long time. I think to figure out how old dogs would be in human years, you multiply by 7, I think it is.
I'm not sure.
Or something like that. So just times that by 7 and you get how old this dog would be in human years. It's a long, long time.
And we also see the phrase on duty, but what is duty? Duty is something you have to do as part of your job, but what does on duty mean?
If you are on duty, it just means that you are doing your particular job. You are responsible for doing your job at this time. So let's say you have to start work at 9 in the morning. So at 9:01, you are on duty. It means you are supposed to be doing your job.Now, on duty is our shortcut for you for today, so let's learn a little bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Isn't that Joe? I can't believe he's a soldier now. Let's see if he wants to come eat with us.
I doubt he will be able to.I think he's still on duty.
What is he on?
I said that Joe is on duty. That means that he is working now.
Oh, so on duty means 执勤上班.
Yeah, he is standing in front of the army base, so I'm pretty sure he's on duty.
Say, weren't you in the army for a while? Why did you leave?
I got kicked out. One of the generals caught me sleeping while I was on duty.
OK, 所以 duty, D-U-T-Y 本身当名词是职责任务。For example, it's a teacher's duty to teach what he or she has learned. 那么 on duty 这个片语就是有值班在工作或者任务在身这样的意思。
In Taiwan, there is the Taiwan Assistance Dog Association, TADA, which was founded to educate people about assistance dogs and train canines. So we have our own organization here. It's TADA, or sounds like ta-da to me, which was founded to educate or teach people about assistance dogs and train canines.
好，那我们在这句话看到 was founded to, 这边的 found, F-O-U-N-D, 不是 find 的过去式哦。Found means to start something, such as an organization, company, or school, 所以它是创立的动作的动词。那么所以呢我们要说被何人创办，我们就可以用被动语态来表达 be founded by someone。所以这句话告诉我们 ,it was founded to educate people about assistance dogs. Be founded to do something 表示被创立以达成什么样的目的。So what does educate mean?
Educate means to give someone information about a particular subject or show them a better way to do something. For example, the book educated me about American history, mm-hmm. or my dad educated me about the right way to fix my bicycle.
Okay, 所以呢，你可能知道教育的英文是 education, 它的名词 E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N, education. 那么这边的动词 educate 就是呢教育 E-D-U-C-A-T-E, 通常我们会说 to educate someone about something, 就是让某人更了解某样事物。
Alright, the article goes on to say, under its training programs, puppies are taught to be assistance dogs for disabled people. So they take dogs that are very, very young puppies, and they teach them to become assistance dogs.
Okay, and we see the verb, we see the noun program. A program is a series of actions meant to achieve something important. 所以呢他们有一系列的训练课程，用的课程这个词就是 program, 还有计划的意思。
Though its programs only started 2 years ago, TADA, or T-A-D-A, has already attracted many people's interest in assistance dogs. So it didn't actually get started that long ago, mm-hmm. just 2 years ago, but already it's attracting people's interest. It's getting people interested in assistance dogs and they want to learn some more about it.
Right, so to attract something means to make someone interested in something. We usually say attract attention or attract interest.
That's right, and the next sentence says, with the public's emotional and financial support, TADA hopes that soon there will be enough assistance dogs trained to care for the disabled in Taiwan. So let's take a look at this noun support first.
Okay, support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Support is an encouragement or help for a person, an idea, or a place. So with the public's emotional and financial support. So what do these two adjectives mean, emotional and financial?
Emotional has to do with people's feelings. Mm-hmm. If you are an emotional person, for example...It means you often express your emotions. Mm. People know when you're feeling sad or happy or angry because it's very obvious. So these dogs have people's emotional support. Mm-hmm. It means people really want these dogs to succeed and they show it. They encourage the dogs by showing their emotions of support. We also saw the word financial. Financial mm-hmm. has to do with money. So
right.
if you have financial support, it means somebody is giving you money.So people are donating or giving their money to TADA, so they can support the dogs in that way and so they can have enough money to train the dogs properly.
Okay, 好，所以我们先来看一下第一个形容词 emotional support, 就是表示精神上、感情上的支持。我们可以呢，一般可以用 emotional 这个形容词来形容一个人的个性，可能比较多愁善感一点，或者呢，我们也可以说是，比如说 emotional movie 或者 emotional music, 就是指很催泪、很容易感动人的一些电影或者音乐作品。那么人的情感呢，我们就可以用名词 emotion 来说 ,E-M-O-T-I-O-N, emotion, 而且 emotion 它是可数的。例如我可以说 ,she is filled with mixed emotions, she's filled with mixed emotions. 所以文章说除了精神上的支持还要有 financial support, financial 就是从名词形式的 finance, F-I-N-A-N-C-E 衍生而来的。Finance 是财政这样的意思，所以 financial support 当然就是表示跟金钱有关的金钱上的支持。
So we should all make sure we continue to give this organization, the TADA, our emotional and financial support. Of course, emotional support is great. They need our encouragement, but they also need a little bit of money too. So we can support them in these two different yet very equally important ways.It's a very worthy cause. All right, that brings us to the end of today's lesson. And now, once again, it is time for our For You Chat segment.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's question is, do you know anyone who would benefit from having a service dog? And how would they benefit?
Well, over the past couple of days, we've talked about how people such as those who are disabled, blind people and deaf people would benefit, but also just the elderly, people who are a little bit older, perhaps in their 60s or 70s or 80s, they would need some assistance as well. They need help getting around. They might need help doing certain tasks around the house that they would have trouble doing simply becauseThey're older and, they're not in as good a shape as they used to be when they're younger. It happens to everyone. So I think these dogs would provide a great service to the elderly as well. Not just people who are disabled, but just people who are generally slowing down and they need support in that way. The other very important service that they could provide is the emotional support.
Right.
Because sometimes older people are living on their own. And it's very hard to be alone, especially when you're older, because as you get older, it's harder to go out and, you know, make new friends.
Yeah.
It gets harder as you get older. So if you have a companion like that at home, it's very important. And I think it can actually help people live longer, right?
Right. I think elderly people, they really need a dog's company, pet company.
That's right. And studies have actually shown that if you do havethe comfort of a companion in the home, it can actually extend your life by many, many years. Living alone, especially when you're older, is pretty tough. It can get quite lonely. But with a dog, you'll never be lonely. The dog is always around. The dog is always ready to provide unconditional love. That's a very important phrase when we talk about dogs.
Unconditional.
They love you no matter what. So that's why these dogs are so important.Well, we hope you've enjoyed learning all about service dogs over the past couple of days, and we do hope you'll join us again for our next program on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly.
Goodbye.
See you next time.
Dogs are more than man's best friend.
While guide and hearing dogs can perform a few particular tasks related to one disability, service dogs...are even more versatile. One of the most well-known service dogs ever trained was Gretel. A Labrador retriever, Gretel became the first service dog in Japan in 1995. Her owner, Mr. Noguchi, was confined to a wheelchair, so Gretel helped him dress,fetched groceries off the shelf, and even opened and closed doors for him. Amazingly, Gretel lived to be 17 years old, which is a very long life for a dog. Even when she was at the end of her life, she was still on duty at Noguchi's side. In Taiwan, there is the Taiwan Assistance Dog Association, TADA, which was founded to educate people about assistance dogs and train canines. Under its training programs, puppies are taught to be assistance dogs for disabled people. Though its programs only started 2 years ago, TADA has already attracted many people's interest in assistance dogs. With the public's emotional and financial support, TADA hopes that soon there will be enough assistance dogs trained to care for the disabled in Taiwan.
Vocabulary Review.
Task. Using chopsticks can be a difficult task for young children. Confined. The family was confined to their house for the weekend because of the rainstorm. Grocery. Jill buys some groceries at the supermarket every week. Educate. The teacher educated students on the importance of a healthy diet. Emotional. The sad movie made Lily emotional and cry a lot while watching it. Financial. The man took a class on financial planning to learn how to make more money.